just a few feet away from me is the Alp Mühlenberg, just below the north face of Ben Nevis. And it is thundering down today. It's been raining all night. And the first task of the day for the surveyors, the geologists and the botanists coming out from the glen is to cross this burn to get to the CIC hut. It's not going to be easy.
Morning, Chris.
Hello, Mike. How are you? Good to see you.
We've seen the vultures lining up, wishing us into the stream. Go on, we're going to record it.
First challenge of the day, though.
Oh, man, yeah.
Mike Pescod here, the local mountain guide, and this week, well, the last few weeks, you're in charge. Your job is to make sure everybody on this survey is safe.
Yes. I'm just kind of coordinating, really. The surveying team is a group of experts, trained professionals, guides and instructors, and they're very, very capable. It's not like I've been teaching them what to do. They know what to do. So we had a training last week, which is brilliant, and most of it was on the botany and the geology, how to record all the data that we find. And then just a few specifics about how we're going to operate to make sure we've got levels of security and safety kind of built into our program this week.
Well, we've just reached the CIC hut now. You've got a day to organise, so I best let you get on and do that.
We need to crack on.
Well, here we've got a patch of the russet sedge, Carex axathalis. It's one of the nationally scarce species. It's one of the target species for this week. We found some more quite big patches further around towards Castle Corry, but this is the first record in this part of the mountain as far as I know. I'm Ian Strawn. I'm a botanical consultant. I'm also the botanical recorder for this area.
What have you found so far that's been unusual, rare, or species you simply didn't know were here?
Probably our best find so far has been the alpine saxifrage, which we found on the side of the number 4 gully. That hadn't been recorded on Ben Nevis before. But we've also been finding new sites for quite a few of the rare Arctic alpine plants up here. Probably the best finds have been a couple of populations of this thing called a wavy metagrass. This guy here, Wilf, found a second population high up on the plateau, which we didn't know it was there at all. And then they found more yesterday, I believe. So really fantastic. It's extremely rare in Scotland, just a few localities for it.
Well, this is Will Rowland, who found the wavy meadow grass. I mean, you're a mountaineering instructor and leader, but is botany like a hobby of yours?
I suppose it is now. I'm interested in plants, but I've never really had a great in-depth knowledge of them. Really, I still don't, but, you know, I'm constantly learning, and every day I think I'm beginning to have a better knowledge.
It must have been great, though, to find this new colony that no one knew was there.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I didn't really know what I found, but I kind of
Don't say
knew...
that, don't say that.
Edward from Big Owl, Edward from Big Owl, Edward from Big Owl, over.
Go ahead.
Edward, for information, my party is now on the first platform.
I just want to try and give a sense of the sort of ground that we're on. Everywhere is grey anyway, because the clag is in. I've got wet, slippy rock rising up above us, very wet, slippy rock falling away below us. And we're just coming along this quite narrow grassy ledge. I'm roped to one of the instructors, and Ian the botanist is roped to another one. And it's just a really, really inaccessible place. It would be very difficult to get here without the skills of these guys, if not impossible. But this is the sort of spot that the botanists are desperate to get to see what's growing here.
The upper ledge. And I'm gonna sit in the upper ledge or in the lower ledge. Okay?
Okay. So this is quite a tricky manoeuvre, getting radio producer and botanist standing together on the same narrow grassy ledge. So, I'm just going to join you on this ledge. Another fabulous spot.
It certainly is.
Just look at that ground falling away below us.
Oh, well. Good job it's misty.
And you've spotted something else here. Oh, we've got an old climbing sling there, but just below it.
Yeah, on this ledge, it's called Arctic mouse ear. It's one of our target species here. The Ben Nevis area has really got some good populations of this, but often just in small numbers, just here and there on rock ledges.
I find it incredible. It's almost moving in a way, how such a a tiny, tiny little flower can survive in a place like this.
Certainly, I know, it's mind-boggling, really. When you consider what it's like here for a long period through the winter, it's just incredible. Probably every so often this vegetation will slump off with rock falls or snow avalanches, and then the thing may take root further down in the screes, but somehow it gets back up here.
What's the whole point behind the project, though? Now you know it's here, you know that the species that you never knew were on Ben Nevis before, new colonies of certain plants. Now you've got that knowledge, what do you do with it?
Well, one of the things that takes place here through Scottish Natural Heritage is monitoring of the populations of rare plants to see how they're changing, to find out whether they're increasing, declining. And these mountain plants give us an opportunity to say a bit about how the climate's changing and how that's impacting on these things, because they're really right at the limit of endurance, shall we say.